welcome to Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages. I am Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McRoy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
Hello, sisters.
Hi.
Thanks for doing voices. I was hoping when I said hello that you would respond in weird voices.
I want to bring in the kooky voice content right at the beginning. This is like, let's just get it going, that train going.
We have kooky voices on this podcast.
No, with extra kooky voices.
We're sort of like a morning radio show sometimes.
Can I get some sound effects?
You thought you're just getting three sisters talking to each other? Nope. They have different personalities and different voices for every occasion.
No, we really need the sounds that they do, like gazoinga or whatever. I don't know. What are they?
Is that a sound? Nothing makes that sound in nature.
Oh, no. Or something crashing or a fart noise. I don't know.
Like a slide whistle, maybe? I think we need to incorporate a slide whistle.
Gazoinga.
Oh, Sid, you stumbled upon our catchphrase. Finally.
We have it.
No, I still prefer huzzah.
Yeah.
We, Taylor, I'm sorry you couldn't join us. Riley and I solved a murder mystery this weekend.
I know. I'm very jealous.
I mean, okay. Use that term lightly, because you cannot say Riley and I solved a murder mystery this weekend. Riley went back to the cabin and thought we were all just like chilling until dinner. And then an hour later, I come back out and I'm like, well, what happened to Sydney and Justin? Oh, they found a bunch of clues. They're in the woods with a toilet seat solving a puzzle to catch the killer with some guy who runs an insurance company on the phone. And I was like, what? Okay, I'm going to go back to bed. So I went back to the cabin and took a nap. And then when I woke up, they had solved the murder. So really, I was just there for the ride.
Well, it's a fairy.
Helped us find the fake plastic diamond.
Yeah, it was in the garbage. I helped by digging through the garbage.
Hey, everybody's got to be good at something, Riley. Good job.
Guys, what does that say about me that 2 years in a row it's been in the garbage and I've dug through that garbage 2 years in a row and that is the only time I've done anything of help?
You have a very specific set of skills.
That's why I'm always quick to be the one. I'll solve the cipher. I'll do the thinking part.
Is there always a garbage puzzle?
It actually, we need to remember this for the future. It is always a garbage.
Yes. Garbage. The cool stuff's in the garbage. This is easy.
And we were all making fun at Mom because she kept saying, guys, it's going to be in the garbage again this year. I know they changed the cipher. I know it's a different word, but it's going to be in the garbage again this year. We should just go look in the garbage. We were like, Mom, come on. It's not going to be in the garbage. It's different this year. Nope. Same exact garbage can, same exact place.
Is it like actual garbage? Like people are putting trash in there and then you're just, seems unsanitary.
No, like they legit, everything they've thrown out over the past 2 days is in that garbage.
Ew. Do you sign some sort of waiver?
Like, no, but like the kitchen staff, they're like, knows that we're going to do that. And like,
make it extra gross.
They make all us nerds pay.
For leaving like fake spiders and poisonous frogs all over their woods in their cabin. This is what we get.
Yeah, this is what you get. You're going to have to dig through all of the old salad. All of it. We put it in the bag with all the old salad.
You know, I've got to say, as somebody that works in restaurants, that would actually feel so good. It's like, we're just going to make this as gross as possible. And then you're going to dig through it, customer.
A bunch of nerds in costumes. Like, look, there's the doctor and the characters from Gravity Falls. And Buttercup from The Princess Bride. And
also
Viking.
Reggie.
And Reggie. Fez Express. Wait. They're digging through trash.
Why was there a Reggie?
The Fezzik's brother?
Justin didn't want to be Fezzik because he thought he was too short and too small to be Fezzik. So he's Reggie, Fezzik's little brother.
I assumed Archie's Reggie. And I was like, that seems really like out of theme.
No one else went as Archie characters. He just came as Reggie.
It was like, well, I don't really fit Fezzik, so Reggie from Archie comic books. What about that? That's a twist. Okay. He just acted like
kind of a jerk and played mean jokes on people.
I was going to say, if you want to pick any Archie character to go as, why would you pick the least liked Archie character of all time?
That's true. But I mean, that could have been plausible. I just read a time traveling Archie comic book I picked up at Comic-Con. They went back in time and met the Ramones. So they could maybe go back in time and whatever time period Princess Bride takes place.
There really are no limits on the Archies.
No.
It's really true. let's take hello. Welcome to our Archie fan podcast.
Time traveling specific Archie fan.
This Listen. Episode, time traveling Archies. Let's begin.
Listen, whenever you want to start the Archie podcast, I am all over that. You know I am down.
She's like got ready to go outlines for like 4 years of episodes drawn up.
I so many times in college tried to find a way to write a paper about like using Archie comics as an example of something like changing interests or teens or like sociological issues, sensitivity. I don't know. I had lots of different hypotheses on it.
Can you just
thesis statements?
Now that you're an adult, you can write papers about whatever you want, Sid. So why don't you just write that paper?
For fun.
Just show it to my friends.
That's what you do.
Look what I did. I wrote a term paper on Archie comics. You'd like to read it? Sydney, you're a grown woman with a child. I know, but I just really wanted to do it. It was so much fun.
Please, it's fine. It's fine. Please just read it, please. If you want to assign a letter to it, A through F, that's also fine, too. I prefer A.
Okay, only A. If you have any smiley faces or gold stars you would like to attach to the top, I would appreciate that as well.
Perhaps a smiley face. Okay, thank you.
Here, I brought a red pen for you. You can use it.
Yeah, don't feel like you have to, though. A lot.
I like the Sydney voice that we're all doing.
Even Sydney's doing the Sydney voice. Like
she, I know.
I don't have any segue into our topic this week.
Yeah,
I kept trying to find a way to make it work, and I've run out. So
go ahead, Sid.
Let's talk about hair. Hey, I know
the musical.
Taylor, I like your hair. It's lighter than before.
Thank you. I found that if you do the worst bleach job ever, sometimes it'll like come back around, be so bad it's good, and that's what I did to my head. It's like 50 different shades of blonde and brown, and there's some green in it. It's great. I'm just rocking it.
Hey, speaking of hair, let's talk Woo-hoo! About hair removal.
Great job, Sid. Take two.
There, I did that.
That was very meta.
Edit out all that other stuff.
Just gonna leave it in, just so they can see our process.
You don't edit.
Behind the curtain. hair removal. So that's a thing that, well, at least the three of us do. So
great show. Sometimes. Thanks for listening, guys.
Riley's gonna get so uncomfortable so fast.
Yeah. So there are lots of places on your body where there can be hair that you may or may not want to take off. It is up to you. And we'll talk about that. Some of those places make Riley really uncomfortable.
Am I wrong in saying there's probably hair literally everywhere on your entire body?
Your hair is everywhere.
Because, I mean, even, like, on your face, you got those little teeny frizzy hairs.
Mm-hmm. Not on, like, not, like bottom on of your feet. Nails. Like, your feet yeah. or your palms, maybe?
Yeah, there's no hair there.
No.
But, like, okay, think about monkeys.
I'm thinking about monkeys.
No hair on, are on we the thinking about of monkeys? Their feet. No hair on the palms of their hands.
Okay.
What are you making the case for evolution?
Just saying, look at us. We're just like monkeys.
I mean, I agree. Do you think that the scientists have ever thought of that? Maybe we should call their attention to it.
Or are you just telling us to think about monkeys? Week. Like, hey, everybody, just calm down. Think about monkeys.
No, you're right. There's no hair there.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Let's start by talking about legs, because I think a lot of people... at some point or other in their lives have removed hair from their legs for various reasons.
Mm. Yes.
Either fashion or...
Sports, if you swim.
Yeah.
To move quickly through water.
For fluid dynamic reasons.
trying to shave off those couple of seconds from your 100-meter dash. Is that a thing?
Literally.
How far is 100 meters? Can you run it? Is that, never
it's
mind.
100 meters.
Sports thing.
We don't know the metric system here.
I didn't know that was like such a short distance that it didn't make sense to run it. But I think that's a thing. Oh, my art school degree is showing.
I am a fan of shaving. That's how I remove hair from my legs. And when mom first told me how to shave my legs when I was younger, younger than you, Riley, I think when I was like 12 or 13.
Yeah, I started shaving my legs when I was 12.
I think 12 or
13. Let me say that again now that I'm not yawning. I started shaving my legs when I was 12.
That sound about right, Tay?
Yeah, middle school. I remember that being, that's what everybody got mean. So you suddenly had to be aware of everything that somebody could possibly be making fun of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
yeah, because yeah. It didn't bother me. It was really something that all of a sudden everyone else was doing. And then I was sitting there in shorts looking at my legs going, I'm the only one with hairy legs. What happened? when did I get, I missed that memo about how we take that off now.
And I would like to point out about our specific family genetics. Because of, I'm going to say both of our parents combined, mostly dad, we have a lot of hair. Like, I'm not just talking about like on our heads. Like, yeah, we have a lot of hair on our heads, but like also like eyebrows, legs, everywhere. Lots of hair. Arms.
I'm a fairly hairy individual.
Yeah.
Riley, you are too. Taylor, would you call yourself a pretty hairy person?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, yeah, all right. I'll let the world know that.
Thanks for ripping me in on that.
Like, some people just, like, don't have as much hair. Like, they're born with on their arms. Like, you know, some people have, like, super light hair on their arms. You can't even see it. Or, like, no hair on their arms. Or we have just darker hair.
I have a lot of it.
Yeah, me too.
Well, and I remember mom telling me when I first started shaving that I didn't need to shave above the knee.
She told me that.
Because
that's a lie.
That hair is so light and so fine, no one sees it anyway. Don't worry, just leave it be.
So you had like these unfortunate fuzzy capris on all the time.
But like,
I did. It was like, I mean, it took me a little while of looking around, especially like summer at the pool and going, no, no, mom, no, people are shaving their thighs.
See, she told me something different. She said, if you shave it, it's not that no one will be able to see it. It's that if you shave it, it'll grow back super thick and super dark and it'll all fall off when you're 30.
What?
If you don't shave it. Yep. It'll all fall off when you're 30 or 40.
What is that?
She told me if you don't shave above the knee, it would all fall off.
No, that doesn't happen.
No.
Yeah, I know. Like, you don't stop growing hair on one certain part of your body, like on your 30th birthday. Like, happy birthday. Your greatest present from the universe is you don't grow hair above your thighs anymore.
That would be a great present if that happened. But no, that's not true. That's a crazy reward your body would give you. Like, you held out. Now we fall off. Bye.
Goodbye.
That's your hair. That's your leg hair saying goodbye.
We'll miss you. It's been a good 30 years.
Mom started me out with the electric razor.
Yeah, those things don't work.
No. It never worked very well, but it was safer. It's harder to cut yourself with an electric razor. Yeah. So I did that, and it never looked good. And I walked around with sort of like patchy below the knee and hairy above the knee. That was just kind of a disaster.
I started with Nair, I think, for my very first time shaving my legs. And it was just because I knew it smelled like awful, like not bad, but just like chemically and kind of made my eyes hurt every time I used it. But I was like, you know what? If I use a razor, I know me. I'm going to cut myself. And electric razors scare me because they go very fast and they look like a death trap. So I'm just going to use Nair.
You know they only go as fast as your hand moves. Like you control the razor.
The electric razor?
Yeah.
Not the one I had, because I moved on to electric razors after Nair, and it was like you just turn it on and it's going, and then you use it on your leg.
Oh, you mean like the back and forth motion. Well, yeah, but it's contained behind a metal cage. Like
Yeah, but like that looked like a cheese grater to me. I don't know. Those things are sharp.
That's fair. They're kind of creepy looking.
They are creepy, I will admit, but it is harder to cut yourself with an electric razor, which is why a lot of people, I think, start off with those.
Yeah, and I did move on to that. Like, I did Nair for a few months, and then I was like, all right, I can't do this anymore.
I never felt like depilatory creams worked very well. Like, yes, they removed some of the hair, but not all of the hair, and, like, it was still kind of stubbly, and then there would be patchy areas where I might have missed it, and I broke down eventually and just started shaving because it was just easier.
You also have to like be aware of time and like do them properly. And anything that is like for personal, like especially like aesthetic maintenance, I'm terrible at. I would like shave my legs dry on the way to school with like a razor. Just like, I know I have to do this. It's dumb, but here, like bleeding.
I know what you mean. And I had a very brief period in my life where I had a handful of people who used to jokingly call me Rawhide because they saw me shaving. Like, we were about to go out. I was in college. I was about to go out, and I was shaving my legs, just shaving. I didn't use water or soap or anything.
Nope.
I just grabbed my razor and shaved my legs real fast. And they were like, "What are you doing? Your skin's going to be a disaster." And I was like, "Nah, it doesn't really bother me. I usually, it turns out okay, you know? Maybe like one little strip if I press you hard, but like, it's usually okay." And they were like, "What is wrong with your skin? That is not normal. That is not how skin should be."
Yeah. Now the one place, and Sid, I know you've done this before, Riley, maybe you've encountered this, but the worst place and the place you always cut yourself when shaving. Back of the ankle.
The back of the ankle?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Right on your, like, Achilles tendon, you know? Like, it's always right there. And that's the only place. I'm good everywhere else. But, Jesus, that hurts.
Yeah, for me, it's, right there, the back of the ankle, and then, like, the two little bones on the side of your ankle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which was especially...
Malleoli.
Thank you. It's especially hard for me when I broke my ankle a few years ago. Those are the two bones that I broke. It's, like, right after I got my cast off, which, like, oh, man. Talk about hair removal. Have a cast on from your knee to your ankle for 6 weeks, and you take it off. It's like, oh my God, what happened?
This pale, but, hairy leg.
those are the two bones that I broke, and it was like I got my cast off, and I got the first thing I did when I got home was got in the shower so I could shave my legs and like wash that whole leg off. And it was like I went to go shave, was just like going for it, and I was sitting down because I still couldn't like walk that well, but I could stand on it. And it was just like I went right over that bone, and I was like, oh no. It hurts, and I cut myself at the same time. Oh no.
I have scars on the back of both my ankles now.
Yeah.
From cutting them so many times.
Yeah. That was always my fear when I started shaving my legs, was mostly that, was cutting myself. And I still do. Every time I shave my legs, I end up cutting myself somewhere. Mm-hmm. Usually like random places too, like the middle of my calf or like on my knee, like where you shouldn't cut yourself, but where you do. And that's why I used Nair and electric razors for the entirety of my middle school years. And why I started wearing khakis at private school instead of plaid skirts every day. Because I was like, I am tired of having to use this chemical smelling burn fluid acid on my legs that makes me like want to cry and also makes me pass out a little bit in the shower. Like, I'm done. I'm just gonna wear pants.
This sounds really terrible when you put it that way.
Yeah.
Now, is that, I would say, what, you know, Taylor and I have talked about, like, electric razor, and I think Nair was a popular thing, like, back, or any depilatory creams. You don't have to get Nair.
If you don't know what depilatory creams means, I don't really either, but I'm going to go based off of context. It's a cream that you put on that takes hair off instead of shaving.
There you go. But what are your friends like nowadays? Do they jump right to the
shaving?
You know, shaving with a regular razor kind of thing.
Yeah,
I keep wanting to say straight razor. It's not a straight razor. It's just a razor blade.
Yeah,
some sort of fancy.
Venus or something. Most of my friends shave their legs and also their arms, which like
they shave their arms.
I was always told don't ever shave your arms because it will grow back thicker and darker. Like, again, that's the thing that mom told me about shaving above my knee, that it'll grow back thicker and darker if you shave it. But like, that just seems like so much upkeep to have to take care of that. And like, yeah, I understand. I have very hairy arms. Like, I have very thick dark hair all over my arms. I'm a pale person, so it stands out. But
How high do they go? Is it to the elbow, like wrist to elbow? Or do they shave like all the way to the shoulder?
When you think about it, you don't really have that much.
That is really so much work.
From your elbow to your shoulder. Like, there's really not much hair.
No, but there's like a few. There's like some.
Yeah, but like, I think they shave, I would say, wrist to elbow.
Why?
Smoother look, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so that's in now.
I've never shaved my arms. I'm always too afraid to, because I'm like, what if I do it once and like I hate it and I can never go back because I can't like just let it grow out because I got little stubble sticking out all over my arms.
Oh, it'd be itchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Do they wax ever?
Like legs and arms?
Mm-hmm.
I've actually waxed my legs once before. Mm-hmm. Like one of the first times I ever like got my eyebrows waxed. I think they wax like from knee to ankle or something, and it was one of the most painful experiences of my entire life. I don't know why anyone would ever want to do that.
Taylor, have you ever waxed?
No, I never have. Like me I said, I do minimum effort, like, and I'm really glad, I guess, that I'm not in your generation, Riley, because I don't think I ever looked at, like, my body and thought, like, oh, there shouldn't be hair there. It was totally just, like, cultural cues. Like, oh, that's a bad thing? Okay, cool. I got this. Like, the areas of hairy shame have expanded. It's unfortunate.
It is. I don't know. It's always one of those combinations where, like, part of it for me was, especially initially when I started shaving, I looked around and everybody else all of a sudden had hairless legs. And so I thought, oh, okay, it's time for that now. Now, when I look at my legs when I haven't shaved them for a while, I think, oh, I need to shave my legs. Not because anybody cares. I mean, like, Justin's been married to me for over a decade. He does not care. I don't know how much he ever really cared, but, I mean, he doesn't care. I don't wear skirts enough for it to be a fashion thing, like, nor necessary. But every once in a while, I look at it and think, oh, I just like the way my legs look better when they're shaved. And I know that part of that is because I grew up in this society, this culture, and it tells me that. But I mean, my own aesthetics for my own body, I like my legs when they're not quite, I don't care if they're a little stubbly, but when they've got like long black hairs on them, I usually like to get rid of those.
Oh, totally. Well, that's, you know,
yeah
I don't know, like, I feel the need to apologize for that. I feel like I've bowed to the patriarchy or something, but
here's my leg hair, I sacrifice it to you.
No, I feel really bad about it, but I like the way, and I will say this, the only part that bothers me is knee down. I still don't care if my thighs are hairy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, I guess unless you're wearing a bathing suit, most skirts will come to like right above your knee or a little bit higher.
Yeah.
So if you aren't shaving all the way up to the very top of your thigh, like, no one's going to know. It's just your secret.
Yeah. And if it doesn't bother you, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go for like a 75% success rate. Like, if you can see that if you're looking so close, that other 25% is visible to you. You're paying too much attention to my leg hair.
Look at my eyes, okay?
Yo, seriously. My eyes are
look
up
at
here.
My brain.
Stop looking at my Achilles tendon.
I don't know if you all do this, but I know I do. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. During the fall when I don't wear skirts or winter and I'm just wearing pants, I rarely shave my legs. If it gets very out of hand, yes. Mm-hmm. But like, whereas during summer I'll shave them once a week, like during fall it's just like once a month.
Yeah.
Like, there's really
I'm
no
the
point
way.
Because I'm never even looking at my legs with anything where I would be able to see the hair on my legs. Like, I'm always wearing pants at home because it's cold, and it's like I'm wearing pants anywhere I go. I'm not wearing shorts or skirts.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
I'm with you. I rarely shave. I mean, in general, since Charlie was born, I shave a lot less. But yeah, I for me, it's mainly a necessity thing. It's mainly it's either summer and I'm wearing a bathing suit, or it's I have an event. I'm wearing a skirt. My legs will be bare. I am planning ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dictates my wardrobe a lot, too. And I'm like, oh, I could wear this cute dress, or I could not have to shave my legs and wear pants. Pants it is.
There you go. Yep. Yep. Now, real quick, one point I want to make. We all shave our toes, right?
It's private.
That big toe.
Yeah, hairy big toe. Come on. It's a small family trait, Riley. This is looking down. He's not like, no, I'm not.
Riley doesn't want to acknowledge it. Can we all admit to the world that there are a lot of us out here, that we are not alone, who have these hobbit feet with hairy toes.
Hey, our toes are kind of hairy, but it's all very well.
Because God knows we'll never tell. Oh, wait.
Oh, we did.
I'm just saying, you look at that big toe and you go, well, I mean, this will take like a second.
And it's funny, too, because it's
committed.
Like, but it's like five hairs, too. It's not like you know, it's like this, yeah, can't be there. That's absurd.
No, I mean, you could pluck them, I guess, but like that just, like, the razor's right there.
That hurts so much, too. Have you ever tried to pluck a toe hair? You're in no pain.
I have. It does hurt. But that's out there. I know we're not alone, and there's nothing to be ashamed of.
I made no comment on the matter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Sydney, you're operating from the point, like, I'm married with a kid, it doesn't matter. I'm just like, sure, world, I'm 30 and single. Let me just ride this train out. I have a cat. I have toe hair. Whatever.
Listen, I am with somebody who loves me, toe hair and all. So I think that you've got to find somebody who's comfortable with your toe hair.
My cat doesn't mind.
I really want to keep talking about toe hair with you all.
No, you don't.
But first, let's check out the group message.
Let's check it out.
Who wants to read this week's Jumbotron? Go ahead, guys.
All right. You want me to do it? Should I read it?
Go for it, Sid.
This is for Katie Schott from Aaron. Are you ready, Freddie? Because I'm ready, Betty, to wish you a happy birthday. That was adorable. I love that we have stayed so close after college, even with 1,000 miles separating us. And I love that listening to Still Buff has made our long-distance friendship even better. Hope this next year of your life brings joy and excitement. Bye. Love you. Have a great day.
Aww.
Yay.
I'm glad that our show could bring your long-distance friendship closer, too.
That's awesome.
So happy birthday, happy Katie.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
And good job you and Aaron staying long-distance friends.
Yeah.
That's hard. Yeah. I'm not always good at keeping near-distance friends.
Yeah, I can barely keep, like, short-range distance friends, so props to you.
Short-range friends. Maintaining long-range friends. That's really impressive. And a whole other Olympic event.
I live in houses with people that I'm not friends with sometimes.
Well, happy birthday. Have a wonderful
happy
one.
Happy birthday.
Do something fun.
Eat cake. Yep, there it is.
There you go. And if you don't want to shave your legs, don't.
Don't. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday. Now, there are a lot of other places that you can remove hair. aside from your legs. Taylor, I think this would be a good moment where I know you know a lot of interesting historical facts about hair removal.
Well, I was curious.
You were sharing with us.
I made the assumption that the hair removal was maybe like a recent thing. Maybe like, you know, something that was from like civilized culture. But it's been a thing for like all of the time. Like it was like in ancient Greece. Hair was uncivilized, or having body hair was uncivilized, specifically pubic hair. Like, we got the, like, Samoans would scrape their skin with sharp seashells to get rid of underarm hair. One of the earliest waxes was probably in the Middle East when people would cook sugar and lemon together and, like, make a paste. But all of this is, like pretty ancient. The Egyptians, too, were big on hair removal. Sydney, we're talking about that. But, like, it's been a cultural thing in all the cultures for a really long time, which I was hoping that this was one of those things we could kind of throw under, like, this is just a recent development. We should do away with it. It's like, no, humans have always thought hair is bad.
It is a true point. I remember hearing about that before, too. And even, like, I think the Romans, like, that kind of smooth look, like, in the bathhouse.
Mm.
They're all oiled and hairless. That's how I always picture ancient Romans. They're always, like... oiled up in a bathhouse.
What do you picture them doing?
Well, no, I just, like, if you, I'm just saying. No, it's true. And I mean, it's weird because there was a period of time where I think probably in like the 60s and 70s, where I think it was part of the women's liberation movement. And then also part of like the hippie culture where it was very natural to just like, let it be with your hair, you know,
right?
Don't feel it. Don't let the man hold you down with a razor. You just, you know, let your hair grow if you like your hair. And so there was that whole time period. And then I think we've seen since then another, like it's swinging back in the different direction where everybody needs to get rid of their hair all over again.
Right. But, and yeah. Riley, this is more of your generation, but I've seen it with, like, some of my younger friends. Like, there is a bit of a pushback on that. At least the one space in particular I've seen it is underarm hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I there are a lot of girls, and this is in my age group, but also specifically younger, that keep it, and not only they keep it, they do cool stuff with it. They, like, dye it green and stuff.
Yeah. I really think Miley Cyrus was the one that started that.
She
bleached her armpit hair, like when she bleached her regular hair, and dyed it pink. And we just like chill with it, hang out, like, you know, didn't care, tank tops and stuff, pink armpit hair. And everyone was like, yeah, okay. That was cool.
Is that something that other people, now, Taylor, you mentioned like people you know personally do that too?
Yeah.
Like your friends. Because I didn't know, when I see that kind of thing, like a celebrity doing it, I always wonder, is this something like that is becoming trendy and sweeping like youth culture? Or is it really something that a celebrity is going to get away with because they're allowed to do trend-setting things, but the majority of people watching at home are going to go, eh, maybe not.
Well, I mean, I would say I live in kind of the trendy little bubble of, you know, Brooklyn, the area that I live in. Like, sure. There's probably a lot of those things. You'd be like, oh, wow, that's so edgy and cool. And that's fine. But, you know, if you jumped a state over, people would judge you harshly.
Right. Because, I mean, I certainly don't know a lot of people my age who have stopped shaving under their arm. And, I mean, I'm sure that they exist, but not in my circle.
Yeah.
Riley, do your friends still?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I was just telling you about my friends that shave their arms, didn't you? Like, of course,
well, they definitely shave under their arms then.
But I could never imagine anyone in our town doing that. But I mean, I've seen like pictures of like not necessarily celebrities, but like people that are, I guess, small celebrities. I don't know, like internet people that mm-hmm. live in like L.A. or New York or Austin. I don't know, somewhere that's like, you know,
a cooler
trendy
place,
and yeah, hip, and do that. So maybe, well, I don't know, maybe it's assimilating into our culture.
I think it is part of the body acceptance movement. And I mean, I'm all for it. Cause like I said, I kind of lazily go along with cultural norms. I'm like, I guess it's easier to do this than make a case for not. But there's a lot of like, definitely people out there that are making it well known. Like, you know, yes, I don't shave my armpits. I don't shave my legs. Why should I? And I think that's cool. Because I think what that translates to in my life is when I'm having a lazy day, but I still want to wear shorts, so I want to go out in a tank top, I'm like, whatever. I don't care. This is not going to take the time to deal with this.
I'm just really trendy today.
I'm trendy. Sure. I'm on trend. I'm accepting myself.
I get it, because I will tell you that it does, as much as there are times where I look at my legs and go, okay, if I'm going to wear shorts, I got to get rid of some of this hair.
Yeah.
I think that I only shave under my arms, and I do that much more often because the hair there grows faster.
Yeah, that's like an everyday thing.
Yeah, I do that every day, but it's really just because I think it is a social pressure thing. I think I'm supposed to, and as soon as I see a little bit of stubble, I'm like, oh, got to get that off right away. It doesn't bother me. I don't think it's gross or weird or strange on myself or anyone else. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Like, even when it's longer, it still doesn't bother me. I think it is something that I just do because I'm kind of programmed to do it.
Yeah.
I really think, and this comes to anything I think about appearance or something outward that like anyone could see just like walking by you, but I feel like there's no one, and I mean, I say no one, there's always going to be an exception, but I feel like there's no one that would come up to someone they didn't know on the street and be like, excuse me, you're wearing a skirt and your legs are hairy. Like, I don't, even your friends, like, I don't even see anyone saying that to you. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you just do what's comfortable and, like, you're confident about it, like, you know, no one's going to say anything about it. Just be confident about it and you're good.
Go ahead, Tay.
Well, I did witness somebody saying something about a young girl with armpit hair. This was a couple years ago at a cafe I worked at. And one of the girls I worked with, she was this amazing girl, just such a cool chick. And we worked across the street from like a bike shop, like a motorcycle shop. So these old gnarly like motorcycle dudes would come and get coffee from us. And there was like a coffee window that was kind of lower than where you were. So you could kind of see as we were like working on the machines, you would see, you know, you'd see under our arms basically. So this old motorcycle dude's sitting there watching her work on the machine. And she's wearing a tank top and she would not shave her armpits. That was just her thing. She was like, I don't want to do this, so I'm not going to. And that's cool. So she gave him his coffee and he looks at her and he goes, you know, if I was a girl, I'd have hairy armpits too. Nodded at her. She's like, thanks, dude.
I okay. I didn't think that's where you were going with that story.
Yeah, I didn't either.
No, it was like very sweet.
Like, if I was a girl, I would have shaved my armpits.
Yeah.
No, he was totally like rock on, hairy girl.
I mean, it's culturally acceptable here for men to have.
Yeah.
Hairy underarms, totally. And it doesn't, and it's not gross, because that's the thing, people act like it's gross.
Yeah,
if it's not gross, for a guy to have,
then why is it gross?
Yeah. Why, it's not gross.
Yeah.
It's just a preference.
Right.
My thing is just, if you do anything and someone says that something you decided to do that is not harming anyone is gross or like weird, like don't hang out with that person anymore. Like, that's a jerk.
I think that's good advice.
That's not a very nice person. Like, I agree. Just do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Like, if dyeing your armpit hair pink makes you happy, do it. If shaving all the hair off your entire body so that, like, you're like a porpoise, do it. If that's your porpoise.
If you want to be as aerodynamic as possible and that is your goal in life, that's great.
If that's your porpoise in life, then do it.
Oh, look at that. Oh. Dad would be so proud.
Yeah.
I like you know how Dad and the Academy for believing in me. I always knew I could do it.
You know how some families have like swear jars? I feel like we need a dad joke jar. Like, you put put a quarter in the dad joke jar.
We can all take a cruise next summer.
Yes.
There are several other areas that we should talk about. We've talked about legs. We've talked about underarms.
I just gave like a really nice speech.
You did. You gave a great speech.
Why do we need to like?
Oh, I see.
You're gonna get into the areas that make me uncomfortable.
No. We've accepted all hair. Let's move on.
I was gonna talk about eyebrows.
Okay,
that doesn't make you uncomfortable.
No, that's fine.
Because I feel like that's another thing that shifted, and it caught me by surprise because while it is true, I am aware that in the 90s, very thin eyebrows were popular.
Mm.
You know, they pluck it till it was just this thin little line.
They also kind of looked angry. You know, you wanted like a thin, angry line on your head.
It was we don't use profanity on the show, so I have to be careful. If you didn't have a resting bee face, it was to create the illusion.
Right.
I knew that, but at the same time, Mom never taught me how to pluck my eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I had friends that, I mean, not a lot, but the ones that I had, we certainly didn't talk about hair removal. That was not like it just wasn't. I mean, it wasn't the kind of stuff I did.
Apparently, that's
friends.
What you do with your sisters.
Yeah.
in front of thousands of people.
Yeah. But no, but privately, we didn't talk about that. And I had, I don't know. Anyway, so nobody ever told me, hey, Sydney, by the way, you have a little bit of a unibrow. In case you wondered, there is a cure for that. Nobody ever said anything to me. And it was my freshman year of college, my roommate, who said, hey, do you want me to show you how to pluck your eyebrows?
Aww.
Like an unsubtle way of saying, girl, you got to fix that. That's a mess up there. And it was. And she showed me how. And I remember like the first time looking at myself in the mirror going, oh,
oops,
like that's so much better. Oh, there's like a separation now over my nose. I like that. They're not as bushy and wild. They don't look so much like, you know, at the end of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Gene Wilder's eyebrows are just like his eyebrows are just like everywhere by the end. They're just like wild.
Is that what you pay attention to in Willy Wonka?
I just anyway.
What?
My eyebrows look like that.
Wait, do his eyebrows change throughout the movie?
I don't think they change.
No, just you notice it more because
about the scene with the elevator.
You get those close-ups on his face when he's like all upset and his hair's all over the place and his eyebrows look wild. And
for a second, I was like, wait, is there a narrative detail about his eyebrows getting crazier as like he gets closer to being done with his... Is this like a theme that I missed and now I need to go back and just watch his eyebrows the whole time?
It's a conspiracy theory.
Just some me
Easter egg.
With my wild... My wild wolf eyebrows. I just noticed it. I noticed people with wild eyebrows.
Yeah.
Anyway, I pluck to this day as often as I can. I don't have as much time now to do it, but that is something that I keep up because I like the way. I mean, I've never waxed them. I've never done anything more complex to them. I've never had anyone else professionally do it for me. I just do that myself. And
yeah,
you know, I find that very important.
Yeah. I had a very similar first experience with plucking my eyebrows because I, too, had a unibrow. Well, it wasn't exactly a unibrow as much as it was. I don't like to call it a unibrow as much as my two eyebrows just started very close to each other in the middle of my face, right above my nose. But I didn't have any help, and I was also, like, 12, and I'm sure you remember this from seeing pictures and seeing me in person. I went in the bathroom and I looked in the mirror. I was like, just going in there to use the bathroom. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try plugging my eyebrows. I'm going to try to get rid of this. And it started out fine. Like, it's got rid of all the stuff above my nose. I was like, okay, this is good. Just a little bit more here and a little bit more here. And then next thing you know, I come out of the bathroom, my eyebrows start like above my pupil, like halfway through my eye.
She did. She made them start like halfway across her eye. I remember that because mom called me after and was like, you pluck your eyebrows, right? I said, yeah. And she said, you have to help Riley. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, she did it, but she did not do it right.
Oh, no. It was just because I just started middle school and all the girls were so mean and they all had such plucked eyebrows. I was like, I
gotta had the mean eyebrows.
I knew about this. But then
see,
somewhere along the way, they just grew back and I stopped plucking them. And now I've managed to get them to a reasonable place. And I used to get them waxed, but then for some reason, every time after I got them waxed, I started realizing that my face, like not just above my eyebrows, my entire face would get kind of red and the skin would come off above my eyebrows. Oh, so I'm like almost positive I'm allergic to whatever they use to take the hair when they wax, to wax your hairs off. So I just have to pluck literally every day. I don't know how that's possible, how you pluck a hair off in the morning and then you come back at 9 o'clock at night and it's there again. Like, I don't know if it's magic on my face, but
you get a 5 o'clock shadow of your eyebrows.
I need to pluck my eyebrows twice a day. Yes. I need to pluck my eyebrows twice a day and I don't understand it.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
You've got like the most unfortunate mutant superpower ever. Super fast regenerating eyebrows.
The only good thing about that now, I guess, is if I ever went crazy with the tweezers again, they grow back pretty fast.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Now, like I said, it was very popular when Taylor and I were younger to have like the really skinny eyebrows, very, very like defined, plucked into a specific shape. It was evident that you spent a lot of time on them. I remember that was slowly changing. I only remember that because I remember looking in like a 17 magazine and it was showing like different styles for your eyebrows that you could choose. Like, here are some eyebrow styles to pick from. And one of them, the one that I was like, well, I guess that's me, was called the Madam, because my eyebrows are really bushy. And it was called the Madam. How do you keep your eyebrows on fleek now? Like, what is the look?
So the look, I guess, I don't want to say used to be because it was not that long ago, but like when I first started doing like actual makeup and paying attention to eyebrows like 2 years ago, which was not even that long ago, it was very much into like draw them on, but not like draw them on like all one solid color, but like obviously it is not a natural eyebrow that you're looking at, but it doesn't look bad or out of place. But now they're kind of leaning more towards like the natural, like bushy, like almost like a unibrow, like dark eyebrow look. Like Cara Delevingne is one of the most like popular like supermodels and actresses, and her eyebrows are like super, she has blonde hair but they're super thick and super dark and very close to touching the middle, but like that's the look, like a natural look. And then also like making them like filled in so they look full.
That's really interesting that at the same time we're talking about people who are choosing to wax or shave their arms, like to remove more hair than previously, like that at the same time eyebrows would be getting
adding hair.
Yeah.
Have you seen those videos where like they take like, I think it's called like microblading, like they draw in eyebrow hairs and like they implant eyebrow hairs in,
give you more eyebrow hair?
Yeah, like they use like a it looks like a flat knife, like a little knife with like a square end. And they just, like, draw across it with color. Like, they wipe off the excess ink, almost like a tattoo, except it's, like, actual hair. I don't know how it works, but it freaks me out a little bit looking at it because it looks very painful.
Do they need donors? Because I have extra.
You know, I'm always dubious of new trends in the beauty industry because I think they always just link back to getting us to buy something else. And I think it's really mean that we went from, like, pluck your eyebrows really thin, and now they should be bushy, right? Or like, let's just reverse that completely. Like, oh wait, you've been plucking your eyebrows for years, so now they're thin? Great, buy these pencils or these weird micro razor kits, whatever. We'll figure this out for you. Like, I'd like to say that it's like, oh, cool, we're going back to a more natural brow line. No. We're going to sell you 10 things that you need to make it look that way.
Exactly. No, I mean, yeah. I think you're right. Because it's all, because I mean, it's changed this many times in our lifetime.
Right.
You know. Now, Riley, you mentioned, please explain this, because I cannot imagine that all of our listeners have heard of this. What are people doing to their faces now?
Oh, okay. So in the same area that I heard about microblading on your eyebrows, which was Instagram makeup videos and such, I've discovered that now people who are very into makeup shave their faces. Like, women would shave their faces, even though we don't get facial hair, really. Mm-hmm. From, like, your cheekbones across your nose and, like, down to your chin. And just, like, put on shaving cream and just, like, shave it to get off all the fuzz. I guess to make makeup go on smoother.
I would worry about what that would do to my cheeks. And I also like my fuzzy cheeks.
Yeah, I'd like to point out that before we started recording, we spent a solid 5 minutes just kind of like pushing at our faces and like rubbing our faces, talking about how soft the hair was on our faces.
I like that.
It's all soft and fuzzy.
Soft and fuzzy. I like it.
But yeah, apparently that's the thing people are doing because, like, I guess the makeup won't stick to the hairs in your face, and mm-hmm. so we'll just go on your face and we'll look smooth.
This is just information I'm going to ignore because I'm not ever going to do that. I don't want to know that I should do it.
Well, no, yeah.
there's hair on my face?
Like, okay,
cool.
Do that,
there's probably a biological reason for it.
Yeah.
It's probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to do that, you've got from the evolution, time for that. And you, that makes
who's
you
got time to shave your face?
Time,
other than dudes, I guess. Sometimes
I don't have time to shave my face.
Like you're talking about like your cheeks and your forehead. Like,
I guess your forehead too. I mean, I guess there's like a little bit of fuzz up there too.
No
I guess
way.
It's just not as, there's a little
there
bit.
There is
fuzz
a little
there.
Bit.
No
fuzz
way.
Up there, but
yep, it's there. I see it. I feel
no,
it.
No, I think those. I mean, hair is good.
Somebody's selling you guys snake oil. That's ridiculous.
I wouldn't worry about that myself. Now, it would take care of the other hairs that we don't like to ever talk about, which are the secret dark hairs
like
that grow on our
lip hairs and
yeah,
chin hairs.
Grow on our chins and upper lips periodically that we all like to pretend don't exist.
But I remember
the moment.
I was just going to say, I think it's very satisfactory to pluck a chin hair. Not even ashamed of that. It is so satisfactory.
So satisfactory. But I do remember the first moment that like Justin walked into the bathroom and I had left the bathroom door open and I was like leaned over the sink looking like that one on my chin like, oh no, now you know. You know my secret.
No.
But it, again, like everybody gets them.
Yeah.
And the hairier of us, the more hairy among us get more.
Yeah. Moral of the hair story, do what you have time for, because I don't have time to shave my face. Do what makes you happy, and do what makes you comfortable and confident in your skin, hairy or non-hairy skin.
This is, I agree with that, Riley. That's very well put. This is your way of trying to avoid talking about any other places.
We accepted our body hair.
Trying to wrap it up. We covered everything we need to cover.
I will say, I think that I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about shaving in the... Do you want to just call it pubic hair?
I believe it's pronounced pubic. Like,
pubic hair? As little baby Riley asked Taylor.
Oh, no.
Looked at her book of how she's growing up and changing and looked at Taylor and said... What's pubic hair?
And see, Riley, I was at your stage of life and just went, no!
I can imagine Charlie walking up to me now holding a book going, pubic hair. I'm like, oh,
what's pubic hair?
No!
I will just say this. I think that is a topic. It's funny because no matter how
I'll be back later. You all go ahead.
No matter how old I get, I feel like that is still something that I have talked about with like friends or you know, people that I'm close enough to talk about such things with, you know, or family members that like everybody is always kind of doing something different and doesn't know like, is this okay? Is this the norm now? Is this what is accepted? Everybody, and then is shocked to find out what everyone else is doing. Because again, I mean, if you look back to like the 70s, it was very cool to just let it all grow, let it all natural, let it all grow out. And then I remember having those conversations as I got a little older in my teen years with other girls who had, in light of shaving their legs, we also started talking about what else you shave and right. how you maintain that.
Well, and you know, and I've definitely like I've had that conversation with friends, even like mixed groups, like boys and girls together, and everybody's got their own idea, which is, it's funny that people have ideas of what other people should do with very private spaces. But
exactly.
My only takeaway from it is like, you know, people will try to tell you there's a standard, but you do you, like, because that is your space. Like, do as little or as much as you want.
Exactly. I really think that this should be an area where, you know, we can talk about like eyebrows and legs and things that like we're displaying on a daily basis and how we may be more likely to be impacted. Not that it's right or wrong, but that you may be more likely to be impacted by what other people are doing. Like, you see everybody's eyebrows are getting bushier, and so you think, maybe I'll let mine get bushier too, because everybody's looking, they're on your face, they're above your eyes, everybody's looking at them. When it comes to the bathing suit area, the bathing suit area, I think it very much should be exactly what's comfortable to you. And right. you can get rid of as much or none as you feel comfortable doing. Because it is a very sensitive area in terms of like, it's your space. It's all just your private space.
It's also physically sensitive, you know, like that too.
It's physically quite sensitive.
You say like some razor burn hurts on your ankles. Guess what really hurts?
Yes, exactly. Those little nicks on the Achilles tendon. That ain't nothing.
No. And anybody that, you know, like shares that information with you, if you've given them privy to that knowledge, they should be fine with whatever's going on in your bathing suit party, your pool party.
I think it is purely for your own comfort and personal amusement. Like, what makes you happy, I guess, when you look at the mirror and you're like, yeah.
So basically what the moral of this whole episode is, and what Riley tried to say 5 minutes ago before I crawled inside of myself and am no longer a real person.
Do you talk to your friends about that at all, though? No. I have to know. Do you all talk about that?
No.
You haven't, come on, you haven't had a single conversation with your friends.
I am in a group message with 13 other girls. That conversation has taken place before. I refuse to be a part of it.
Well, have you at least seen enough to know what I'm just, is there any, because I don't know. Like, I remember having a similar conversation in college, and like some of my lady friends were just like, it is absolutely disgusting to have anything down there. And I was like, oh my God, what? No. Yeah.
Well, I think this is the same kind of time frame that I'm talking about too, Tay, is that I heard that same pressure around me when I was like in, probably more in college than high school, where like, no, you got to get rid of it. Get rid of all of it.
Yep.
The less, the better. Get rid of as much as you can, which was a big shift from like our parents' generation when it was like, nah, it's cool.
Well, and you know, this is a bit of a throwback, but I actually remember one of the first, something that was very impactful for me was going to see the Vagina Monologues, and there's one about hair down there, and it's a beautiful piece, and it's very empowering about just, you know, like your own preference. But so I don't know. I mean, I guess that's right, whatever. If you know, I understand, Riley. I've been there. I was you when I was your age. I understand.
I will say, the conversation that was had was not about what to shave or not, or get rid of or not, but was mostly about if you have like razor burn, how to help.
Oh, okay. So it was assuming you already remove the hair.
Yeah. Well, wherever you do. Like, if you have anywhere in any amount or capacity, here's what I do and this helps. Mostly that. Just that.
Because some people get like that lasered off now, right?
Yeah. Like forever.
Yeah.
Hair never.
It's crazy.
I think that hair, much like the hair on my head, which has been different colors and lengths and styles throughout my life, I like to keep my options open everywhere else.
If you could name one place on your body that you don't want a laser, like, I know it's like not that kind of laser, but you say laser and then that, I'm like, no, no lasers there.
You say laser, I immediately shut my legs. No.
I think Moonraker, and I think very dangerous. Absolutely not.
Moral.
Keep your Moonraker away from my bathing suit area.
Moral of the hair this story.
Sounds like a different thing you said.
is do what makes you comfortable and do what you want and do what makes you happy. And if you're it makes you confident in your skin, then do it. And if that means you're confident in your hairy skin, then that's fine. If you're confident in your very smooth porpoise-like skin, that's fine also.
Exactly.
Be a porpoise if you want. Be a monkey if you want. It's really up to you.
Yeah.
Well, I think. Yeah. And I mean, you know, we're missing out on the others, which we're, you know, we are three females who are talking about our experiences. Obviously, the male perception of what hair is okay, that, you know, we don't really have privy to. I'd be curious.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's always a really good point to make, is we're talking from three cisgender female perspectives.
Right.
We don't have to think about like chest hair or facial hair. Mm-mm. In extreme capacity. Like we've talked about upper lip hair, chin hairs, but not like beards and mustaches.
Mm-hmm. So that's a whole other ball game.
Yeah, we can't. We don't really know much about that.
I have spent too many minutes out of my life, really, when I think about it, worrying about hair various places and what I should or shouldn't do with it.
braid it.
I can't
just get enough of it to braid it everywhere.
Everywhere, just covered in braids. Braids are in.
I'm everywhere.
Braid my arm hair.
If a girl lifted up her arm and she had like bright blue braided armpit hair, I would think she was the coolest girl in the world. I'm sorry.
Well, the message you're sending to everybody is, I love myself, I'm confident in myself, and I do not care what you think.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, everybody go braid your arm. Was that what we were trying to tell people?
I don't know. Maybe.
I was trying to tell people to be a porpoise if they wanted to.
I think the point is that you're beautiful either way.
Yes.
Do what makes you confident.
Well, thank you, sisters. Thank you, especially Riley, for indulging Taylor and I.
Yeah. Yes.
I know that this makes you uncomfortable.
The second episode you got me on, this made me more uncomfortable than anything.
Hey, someday this conversation's going to come back to you and you'll be like, all right.
Exactly. Exactly. Someday Charlie's going to want to, you're going to want to tell Charlie about something. She's going to be like, no,
public hair.
thank you, listeners, as always, for joining us. Check out our Facebook group, Still Buffering on Facebook. You can tweet at us at Still Buff. If you want to check out other wonderful shows on our network, MaximumFun.org, all kinds of lovely podcasts that we think you'd enjoy. If you would like us to read a message to somebody that you love or like or are friendly with on the show on a Jumbotron, you can go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron, and we will do that for you. And thank you to the Novellas for our theme song, Baby, You Change Your Mind.
This has been Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages. I am Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
I am a teenager.
And I was too.
Hi, everybody. I'm Justin McElroy.
And I'm Dr. Sydney McElroy.
Every week, we release a medical history podcast called Sawbones.
We go over the history of the dumbest, grossest, weirdest stuff humans have been doing to each other since the dawn of mankind.
But it's a funny show.
But it's also so disgusting and stomach-turning, you won't believe it.
But it's also like, funny. It's funny.
It is the wildest, grossest, nastiest stuff you can imagine.
It's a real hoot. It's called Sawbones, and we release it every week on iTunes, wherever podcasts are sold, and right here on MaximumFun.org.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.